There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to another RFF
live
Radio.
Live edition of RFF Radio.
Yeah, live, pre-recorded live edition. How are you, Trevor?
Good.
You were gone last week.
I was.
It was okay.
I had some phone problems.
I wanted to take a vacation last week anyway.
I was on vacation.
I had my first full week of school back, and I was just done.
How are the kids doing?
Oh, God. Kids are fine. It's the teachers that I just want to strangle every year. So what's new? How are you?
Good.
RFFradio.com/Big Brother to get your Big Brother live feeds ordered. You can try them free for a week. And
they could have come in handy this
week. Whoa.
Big.
Lots to talk about. The last eviction we talked about was what? What was the last eviction that we talked about?
The last eviction was Becky.
Was Becky, yep.
And so we missed last week. Austin gets HOH.
Yes.
Nominates John and Steve.
Yes.
Because here's my question about that, right? Why did Austin decide to leave James safe? To me, that's the only thing. Like, if I'm Austin, Steven, I just didn't consider Steve and John to be any threat to them in the game. If anything, I think those two would have kept voting with them and tried to get Vanessa out. James, to me, is the one guy sitting in that house. If I'm Austin, I'm kind of, you know, as James has shown, he'll whip out the big balls,
right,
throw them on the table, and put somebody important on the block. Does Austin not believe? I mean, James made that deal and all with him, but he made a deal with Shelley and then nominated Shelley and Clay.
Absolutely. The thing is, I don't know. Austin's dumb, first of all. I'm not a fan of Austin.
Right. I think James, if he gets HOH, is going to nominate Austin and Liz.
But I feel like Austin kind of avoided Meg and James because he kind of thought, well, if I don't deal with them, maybe they won't come after me. I kind of feel I got that vibe. Like, if I don't touch them, maybe they won't touch me.
I just feel like he got rid of Johnny Mac, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't really advance him in the game at all. If anything, he could have just kept telling Johnny Mac which way to vote, and Johnny Mac would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Steve, same thing. This way. All right, fine. You know, whereas, you know, James and Meg not so much, but definitely James, is kind of sitting over there in the corner. And I feel like if he gets control of the house, he's going to go after Austin's alliance. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to do that.
It was such a weird week because John kind of just sold everybody out.
Yeah, he kind of, what made it interesting is if John were to win his way back into the house, like, who's he aligned with now after he threw everybody under the bus?
Well, we are going to get into spoilers here in a little bit, and we'll tell you what happened, but we're going to avoid that for the time being as we discuss. Well, we can't really discuss much of anything. Until we talk about spoilers, can we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we can discuss a short perfunctory. I think Austin's HOH week was kind of blah.
It was. It was.
Right? I think the week before, at least getting Becky out mattered in terms of she was probably James's number two on that side of the house.
Yeah.
So when you got rid of her, that hurt, right?
Right.
I mean, I think Liz actually made a nice move there in terms of looking around and getting rid of Becky. I think either Becky or James had to be the target of the Austin Angel Alliance.
Yeah.
And, you know, made sense, that move. So, but I can go into spoilers if you want.
Yeah, because we don't...
I don't know what happened. I'm excited to find out.
We don't know who won HOH because it was an endurance comp. Plus, it ended up with somebody winning their way back into the house.
Yeah, it's the first style challenge like this I'd seen ever. In terms of the HOH people and people trying to win their way back in,
yeah, because
all in
usually
there.
It's a separate challenge.
And this is, yeah. I mean, this challenge, in my gut, I was like, this could drag on for a day.
Yeah.
Because if I was sitting in the jury house and that's the challenge, I'm sitting on there until I get blisters on my ass.
It didn't last that long.
Really?
No. I mean, it was a normal-sized endurance challenge, I suppose, but it wasn't that impressive.
It wasn't a keyser holding on to the button the next morning when you woke up?
No, it was not.
How long did it last, first off?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure. Because I fell asleep pretty early that night. Because, A, I was exhausted. But it's not like it drug on into the night. Probably a couple hours, 3 hours, I would say. Not 100% sure, though.
See, I thought that potash has the potential of going for like 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, no. I don't think that happened. Because I woke up
the next
morning.
Really, all you do is swinging around on that rope.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would get uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, what do you want to know first? Who won HOH or who won their way back into the house?
Who won their way back in?
Okay, here's the thing. Who do you want to come back in the house?
I would say who I want, either Jackie or Becky.
See, as much as I hated Shelley and Clay, I really feel like Shelley would make a great player without Clay.
Now, the thing with Shelley is, if she won her way back in, do you think she would rejoin Vanessa, Austin, Liz, and Julia?
I don't think so. No.
See, and that's the reason why I didn't want Shelley, why I wanted Jackie or Becky, was I wanted somebody who would march in there and join James and Meg and give that alliance a third person.
Well, it was a revolving door. John's back in the game.
John's back in the game.
Which is really kind of pointless and too bad.
Yeah.
Because he's just gonna fall right back into the rut that he was in before.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been so much more compelling if Jackie or Becky or Shelley had come back in.
First off, John is fucking worthless. Ladies and gentlemen listening to my voice right now, please open your eyes to John being fucking worthless.
Well, he did have a big week this week.
He's fucking worthless.
I mean, in terms of the game, I would say it would have been better for the show had Jackie or Becky won their way back in.
Right.
Because then James and Meg would have picked up a third person, and then they'd be on equal footing with the Austin-Julia-Liz alliance.
But John did nothing in the house last week before he got eliminated that advances his game any.
Now, here's the question. If I'm John... Yeah, I guess you can make the argument that John could be the third person for James and Meg, right? Because what he just saw was that the Austin Angel Alliance ushered him out the door, right? So if I were him and I win HOH, I'm putting those two up, two of the three of them up, right? Why would his target even, you know, he kept saying my target's Vanessa. Yeah, you know,
but him and Vanessa even made up at the end of his week.
I think John could add a person going after that the ruling alliance in the house.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
I feel like he has no gameplay. That's the biggest issue I have.
I mean, that's the only reason why I would have preferred Jackie or Becky, because James is playing the game, and I think it would have helped his cause.
So John said to Steve earlier, or yesterday, he said, they've already voted me out. It's just like, I hate all of you. I just hate you and Vanessa less. And that was from John to Steve.
Really?
So, I mean, but that's just it. Like, John is aligned with nobody. Vanessa will still consider him a target.
He'll be an easy target. If someone wants to have an easy week, just put him back up on the block.
Right.
Because what you already saw is that it'll be a non-controversial vote off.
Yeah. But John has done nothing to advance his game. Nothing.
So now, who won HOH?
Vanessa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That sucks. That means James is sitting on the block right now.
And he is.
That blows.
With Meg.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yep.
Well, at least she's giving them the opportunity to play for POV.
Yeah, but the back door is closing. The back door is getting boarded up. You can't.
I'm just saying, at least with Jay, I would have been more, if her target was James, but she nominated John and Meg.
Yeah,
I would have been a little more upset about that, because then there's a shot that James doesn't get to play for Vito.
Yeah,
and then his back door. At least she's giving him the opportunity to try to save himself. But here's my thing: if you're Vanessa, I guess you're eliminating a power play if you get James out. That's all well and good.
Yeah.
But doesn't she realize she's not in a ruling position in any alliance right now?
She thinks, though, that she's with Austin and the twins.
Even if I thought I was with Austin and the twins, I would look at it and I'd be like, well, I'm fourth in that alliance.
And I think she realizes that. I think she realizes that.
But, no, if I'm
but she's dumb. She's dumb for not trying to break them up at the same time.
You know, I mean, what I would do if I'm Vanessa, what would actually make sense and be good for her game would be if James won POV, took himself off the block, and then Vanessa said, "Well, you know, I promised John and Steve, so I'm going to nominate you, Julia, as a pawn."
Mm-hmm. So. James did win the POV.
James won POV?
Yes.
Nice! 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 Oh, now I watched the show this week.
So she
Thank heavens. Had he been... So, now if you're Vanessa, you know, here's the thing, before you tell me who it is. This would be...
I'm Vanessa. We don't know who it is. Veto meeting's tomorrow on Monday.
So if you're Vanessa, your options are Austin, the twins, John, or Steve, right?
Right.
Now, if she could put John up, it won't be controversial at all, and he'll probably go home
again.
Right?
Yeah.
Again.
Which I don't I still think Vanessa probably wants to target John, but it's not I think she's convinced John to not target her. So I think there's kind of a mutual I don't know. I just don't think Vanessa thinks that John is a problem.
So what makes this good for James, actually, is that Meg's still being up on the block. There's going to be some talk of, do we really want to get Meg out of the house? She doesn't win anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, can't we save her for later?
That's going to have to come from Austin, though. But I think Vanessa's target is Meg. Vanessa's target is Meg. And Vanessa's going to say to Austin and the twins, vote for Meg, and it's done. It's done, because there's only five people voting.
But, yeah, if Austin and the twins, think about it. Yeah, if you're Austin and the twins, depends on who she nominates as his replacement, right?
So she's going back and forth between Steve and Liz. But
Steve and Liz.
No, sorry, Steve and Julia. So Steve and Julia. One of the twins.
Well, that would lock in Meg going home if she put Julia on the block.
Right.
Right? So that would actually be the smart move if she's trying to target Meg. However, if you're Austin and the twins, how happy would you be that one of your alliance members is up on the block even as a pawn?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be happy about that.
No, not at all.
What if James and Steve decide to vote to keep Meg? Right, and Vanessa as the tiebreaker vote. All of a sudden she could say, you know what?
There's not going to be a tie.
Oh, because Johnny Mac is still
Johnny
there.
Johnny Mac is
also.
Still there, yes.
Well, what if James, Steve, and Johnny Mac look at this and say, oh, this would be the perfect opportunity to blow a hole in the Austin Twin Alliance.
Right.
And they could do it on a 3-2 vote.
They could.
In fact, that would be the smart decision by all three of them to do that. And don't think for a second James isn't going to be throwing that out there. He's going to be lobbying for that. Meg's his girl.
Here's the thing with Vanessa, and I will say, she is the one person in this house playing the best game. But at the same time,
it would be a balls move on her part. If she throws up one of the twins in the guise that they're a pawn.
But you just touched on it. She does not have the balls to do it. She's a good player. I'm not taking that away from Vanessa. She does not have the wherewithal to make big moves. Because why are you going after Meg?
Yeah, especially picking. I can see nominating James and Meg under the guise that you want James to go home,
right?
Right, and you nominate him and his alliance mate. But now that James is off the block and Meg is there, right? I mean, is Meg really going to affect anybody's game? I mean, she's not. She doesn't want to. All she is a vote for James.
Yeah.
Right. She hasn't won anything, and so. I think there's gonna. It really depends on who she puts up next to Meg. If she put up one of the twins, I think one of the twins would go home on a 3-2 vote.
No,
I think I don't think it would take that much persuading for Johnny Mac to vote for one of the twins. They just ushered him out of the house.
Yeah,
you know James would vote to keep Meg, and then be a matter of can they convince Steve?
Right.
And if you're Steve, and those are your two boys, why wouldn't you do it? See, Austin, you know, somebody on the twin side has thought this through also, and I guarantee Steve goes up instead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... You just made my point, though. Vanessa just does not have the balls to make big moves.
They're gonna talk this through. We're going to watch this on Tuesday. Vanessa's going to say, all right, I'll put you up as a pawn, Julia.
Yeah.
Or Liz or whatnot. They're going to look at who's in the house and be like, really? No, I'm not going up as a pawn. Are you kidding me? We know James is voting against me. We know Johnny Mac is going to vote against me. You don't think those two are going to convince Steve to vote against me?
So just reading through some Big Brother updates here, Steve today told Liz, I'm voting to evict Meg. That's a 100% promise.
Yeah, how many times is that? As Mike Boogie says, you can bounce checks in the Big Brother house.
But Steve don't have the game to do that. This might be the dumbest cast we've ever had on Big Brother.
If Steve is sitting there, the vote's 2-2, and Liz and Meg are on the block, and he doesn't vote Meg off, he should have to leave the house himself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a free opportunity to vote off one of the twins, you have to take it. You're gonna just watch them waltz to the final three.
Steve will. Yeah, he's that dumb. Steve is worthless.
You know,
can you agree with me, Trevor, that this is the dumbest cast we've ever seen?
I'm not going to say it's the dumbest cast, but it says for a cast with a lot of fans in it, it doesn't seem to me like there's not a lot of maneuverers in this house, right? Not like, you know, to me, my favorite season, there's a couple that I really, really like. But even you look at, I don't know, the Dan Memphis season. There's a lot of maneuvering going on that season, right? Even the season where the Brigade dominated.
Yeah.
You know, there was other people trying to make moves. The Brigade was just better at it.
The thing is, Austin and the Twins have done nothing really other than win competitions, which I suppose is a big deal. I mean, okay, fine. That's a big part of Big Brother.
They did a good job of protecting themselves.
They have.
Which, to me, if you're Vanessa, that's even more the reason why you should try to get them out now while you have a chance. We're down into the nitty-gritty now. There's only, what, James, Meg, John, Steve, Vanessa, twins. There's only 8 people left.
Yeah.
Yeah, now is the time where if you're going to make a move that wins you a jury, now is the time to try to make that move. Right? You know... No, it's going to be great. I hope James wins HOH next week and nominates Austin and Liz or something like that.
And backdoors Vanessa.
Just does the whole, like, you know, turns it all upside down. Because you know he's going to be... How many times has somebody watched their buddy go home from the show and then immediately won HOH? It happens like 85% of the time. They get all fired up. They win HOH.
This is the dumbest cast ever. I mean, you cannot point to another cast, though, Trevor, that is this dumb. It's this blatantly obvious that Austin and the Twins are going to the final three.
Unless somebody makes it.
Austin, on the flip side, is dumb enough to think that Liz is going to take him to the final two.
Here's the thing. I think one of the three of them is going to go out. At some point, somebody's going to gain HOH, and they're going to put two of them up together.
In fact,
I think that happens next week. I think whoever wins HOH next week.
Well, it's double elimination Thursday.
It's double elimination.
Yeah.
That's even more dangerous for the Twins, in all honesty. Let's say Meg goes home on a 3-2 vote because Steve doesn't, you know, decides to vote to keep one of the Twins, which would be just a horrific error of judgment.
Yeah.
Right? Meg goes home. Let's say James wins HOH. He's all pissed off. His friend just got home. Don't you think he's pinning that on Austin, the Twins, and Vanessa?
Sure, but somebody like Steve is going to win fucking HOH and send home somebody like Jackie.
I don't think so. I think here's my bold prediction. I think James wins HOH and nominates Austin and Vanessa at the back end of that double elimination.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. We're looking at the dumbest.
Or something like Johnny Mack wins it, and but he'll absolutely. It would be great if somebody put up both Twins. I've always thought the best move to do would be over a week to nominate Austin and Julia, and just really try to shatter that alliance. I don't think you put up Austin and Liz. I think you put up Austin and Julia.
Here's what's going to happen on Thursday night. Meg is going to go home first out of this week's mess, and then Steve will go home. Two worthless players will leave the house. And then you
Meg actually has some worth in the house because of who she's aligned with.
Sure.
She actually, I think she's more involved in the gameplay than Steve is.
I don't believe that.
I think so. I think Meg's definitely worth more than Steve in the South.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think we underestimate her somewhat because James is such a big personality. But John and Steve together are more dangerous than Meg and James.
I disagree. I totally disagree. I think James by himself is more dangerous than those two combined. Bro,
well,
those two
more
guys
danger-
done in this game.
More dangerous to who? I mean, from...
More dangerous to anybody else in this game.
True.
At least Austin, the Twins, and Vanessa. That's just why I'm kind of stunned that Austin didn't try to take the opportunity to get rid of him this week.
Yeah. You're probably right. You're probably right.
I mean, James did throw Shelly and Clay up on the block. He can win challenges.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's actually really targeted their group at some point during this time in the game.
Yeah.
Becky kind of targeted him also.
I just think it's too bad that John made it back into the house.
Yeah, it would have been so much better if somebody else had made it back in. Although, you know what? With who won the HOH competition... Yeah, let's say if Becky had won HOH, if Becky had won her way back in, she'd be sitting on the block instead of Meg right now.
I guess here's the thing that they need to do with these people that get a chance to come back into the game. Give John a chance to talk with the other jurors for a week. Like, say we bring back somebody into the house next week, and that fifth person that got voted out, well, fuck you, you're just a loser.
how you can make it interesting is do what you say, right? Instead of John gets eliminated on Thursday after the show, Julie announces, all right, fans, Big Brother fans, you get to knock it down to two who will compete to go back into the house, right? So I guarantee if you did that, I think you would have seen Shelly and Jackie probably win that.
Yeah.
And then somebody we want would have gone back into the house.
Because John would have been in one of those two because people just love John. He's so funny in the HOH or the diary room just screaming. I fucking hate him. Fucking hate him. He's worthless, people. Get over it. He's terrible.
Or just have a straight fan vote because then Shelly would have gone back
in. No, John would have gone back in. John is the most popular person on the season. And he's fucking awful! Stop it! Stop liking
him! Personality. I'm a fan of John.
Ah! He's fucking terrible!
So, but he won his way back in.
Which is, again, too bad. I just wish that he would have had some time to talk with the other jurors. Because they could have compared notes a little bit. This is why I would have wanted somebody like Shelly, any of the other three, actually. They've had time to sit down and talk a little bit about this game And then they can compare notes as to what's happening. And then they can come into the house with a different perspective. John's going back into the house with no light shed on the game, the overall game. He's back in the same rut he was in before. So it's not interesting. It's not interesting. It's just fucking terrible because John's fucking awful. Enough. Just enough with loving John. He has zero gameplay, people. Zero.
Rob's fired up.
I am. I hate John. I hate this cast. I do. This is the worst cast I think we've ever had. And people make that argument about Big Brother 9. Big Brother 9 was fucking terrible, too.
Who was in that cast?
Oh, you had... that was the season we were making fun of the midget. Coming in as April and Ollie.
Wait, that cast is pretty good.
No. Everybody hates that cast.
Who was in that cast?
So that season you had... Oh, God, let me get
was
down
was April Dolly in the Dan Memphis Keisha cast?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good season.
No. Okay. You had Chelsea. So Adam won. Ryan was runner-up. Sheila. You had Sheila that season. People hated that season. People hated the April Ollie season, too, though.
No, I thought that's the season Dan won. I thought that was a good season. That, to me, that's one of the best seasons of the show.
Oh, are we talking Big? Is that Big Brother 10 then?
Big Brother 10 was good.
Big Brother
maybe
10
Big Brother 10 is really good because I hated Big Brother 9 so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, Dan and Memphis Jerry. Yeah,
that was a good cast. Yeah. I like that. I thought that season was good.
Yeah, that was a good season. Right? Okay, so then it is good. Big Brother 9 with Adam and Ryan, Sheila, Sharon, Natalie, James, Chelsea.
Yes. Okay.
That was a terrible cast. This is worse. This cast is worse than that one.
Ooh, that's interesting. That's an interesting topic of discussion.
This is the worst cast we've ever had. I do
think this cast might be worse than that cast.
Yes. And Big Brother 9 has been unanimously decided by the world. No. People hate Big Brother 9 in general. This is a worse cast than that. It's really going to depend on who comes out the winner. If John ends up winning this cast, I quit podcasting. I'm not even joking. I am not joking, people.
I can already tell you who's going to win.
It's going to be Liz
or Julia are winning this game.
Yeah. It's not going to be Vanessa, who probably deserves to win because she's played the hardest. But then again...
At what point does Austin decide, try to work it so Julia goes home?
I think he needs to start doing it.
Because he beats her out, but he can't actually have his fingerprints on it.
No. No. But I truly think that Austin's dumb enough to think that Liz will take him to the final two and not her own sister.
That would redeem this cast if Liz told her sister, I'm going to take Austin to the final two.
Yeah.
Got her evicted.
That won't ever happen.
That would be awesome.
That won't ever happen.
That'd be like a whole like family squabble. Could you imagine how awkward it'd be at Christmas?
If Vanessa's in the final two against anybody, I think she wins just because of respect. I feel like this cast is going to respect someone who played hard. I just don't think Vanessa's going to make it that far.
I don't think she's going to make it that far either.
Because I think James is probably going to try to take out Vanessa.
Especially because if Nate goes home.
Yeah.
He's going to be pissed off about that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, you want to make predictions?
Yeah, let's talk predictions.
I think Meg goes home this week, unfortunately.
And then who goes in the second? It's double eviction week.
I'm going to stick. I think James is going to win HOH.
Wow.
I think he's going to nominate one of the twins in Vanessa. I think somebody other than them will win POV. I think Vanessa goes home.
Wow.
Monster.
Nah, won't happen. No, somebody like Liz or Julia will win HOH on the second. Because I agree, Meg will go home. And then they'll put up somebody like Steve and John and send John home again or Steve. It's gonna be
John has to really be worried about this double elimination. Because it'll be very easy for somebody to say, you know what? I don't want to rock the boat. I'll just put up Steve and John and have a replay of last week.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you there. I think we're going to see two pointless players go home. It's going to be awful. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else we have to talk about, really.
I'm good.
Yeah. RFFradio.com/Big Brother to get your Big Brother live feeds ordered. We're not very convincing at selling feeds when we say this is the worst cast ever.
The
feeds are still interesting. They are. I'm not trying to sell feeds because fuck the feeds. I don't care. It's fun to watch. It's
the worst cast ever.
It's fun to watch the worst cast ever. I'm glad, Trevor. I feel like I've convinced you this episode of RFF Radio that this is the worst cast ever.
But you know what? People should listen to us. Because at the very least, you'll like hearing us badmouth this cast.
Well, you'll like hearing me get pissed about John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like John. How can people get hold of you, Trevor?
You catch me at Trevor, RFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, we'll be back next week. Ooh, no, we might. I am gone for a bachelor party next weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
We could do it Monday.
Yeah, we might be able to do it Monday. My birthday's next Sunday, too, so I don't know what's going on Monday yet.
Oh, that's a wild night. You guys going to the casino?
Yeah, we're going down to Kansas City for a bachelor party.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, so like 8 hours away.
Kansas City ribs?
Probably. I don't know what we're going to do yet. I'm looking forward.
The ribs there are supposed to be fantastic.
That's what I've heard. I've never been to Kansas City as an adult. I'll say that. I was there as a kid, and we went to Worlds of Fun once. That was fun. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. And we'll catch you back here sometime next week.